Unit 7, page 68. Reading, Exercise A. Where is my luggage? A few weeks ago, I got off my flight to New York. I stood at the baggage claim and waited for my suitcase. I watched all the different suitcases going round and round. When passengers saw their luggage, they took it and left. Slowly, slowly, all the suitcases disappeared. But my luggage was not there. Maybe there is a delay, I thought. Maybe it got on the wrong plane. Or maybe another passenger took it by mistake. I went to the information desk and informed them that my suitcase was lost. I filled out a form with my personal information. And then I waited, and waited, and waited some more. I called my cousin Ilana, who works at the unclaimed baggage center in Alabama. She told me that 99% of the time, they find your luggage and send it to your home. I was happy because I was part of the 99%. I got my bags back after 2 months. But I wondered, what happens to the luggage that they can't identify, the other 1% of the time? I asked Ilana, and she said, 1% of lost baggage is a lot. Every day, we get lost baggage from hundreds of flights, buses, ships, car companies, and more. We receive around 5,000 to 7,000 items a day. We open the suitcases and handbags and take out all the items. We check them, and then we sell the items to the unclaimed baggage store. The airlines try to find the people who lost their baggage for 90 days. But after 3 months, the unclaimed baggage center buys the items and sells them in its department store. At the store in Alabama, where the baggage from all over America arrives, people can buy many things: clothes, jewelry, musical instruments, sports equipment, computers, and much more. The unclaimed baggage center recently started to sell online as well. And the best part? All the items are sold at a discount. Now that's a store that I want to visit.